everybody, and welcome to the Outback Quarterback Podcast Thursday show. Great atmosphere on a Thursday, as always, boys. Just chilled.
Yeah, similar to weather.
Weather, yep. Same dog still barking outside. You guys are wearing the same kit.
Doss is wearing that same shirt. He must have multiple shirts.
Yeah. Not just the same shirt, were it? Five different variations of it. Yeah.
Doss, you were lamenting on Tuesday's show, or just after Tuesday's show, that we forgot to ask each other how our weekends were.
Well,
did you have something you wanted to talk about?
We normally do.
We do. Sorry, that was an oversight from me. What do you want to talk about?
Now, I was lucky enough to be part of a bridal party and a wedding
up in the
Clare Valley on the weekend. Lovely.
Hawley, you didn't tell me you got married?
Lovely bit of South Australia.
Mm. Where's this going?
Hilton and Caroline, lovely couple, very beautiful. Now, because I was part of the bridal party.
Not Hilton Mazakadza.
Hilton, he occasionally listens to the podcast, but a couple of the groomsmen do listen to the podcast, Curtis. So Brad, who's a Patriots fan.
A legend.
Anyway, so part of the bridal party, as you know, when you enter a reception, there is the opportunity maybe come in with some sort of entrance. None of this was spoken about until about 90 seconds before walk.
Oh, no.
Into the reception.
Doss does not deal well with ad lib.
So, I didn't. Now, had I known, and you might have remembered a few weeks ago, I wanted to practice the gritty.
Oh, no. Did you do the gritty? Have you got it there on video? Have you really?
Unfortunately, I didn't do the gritty.
Oh.
Because I was reminded by Brad, who is one of our other groomsmen, and he said when we sat down at the table, why didn't you do the gritty?
Mm.
And then my lovely wife said, well, what's the gritty? And then I showed Justin Jefferson and Chase and a few others doing it. She's like, you cannot do that. And she's like, no one would even know what that is. And there's a couple of others. Mick, who's a...
There'd be a few. Nods.
Mick, who was there, he's an Eagles fan. And Paddy, who's a Dolphins fan, they would have known. But other than that... So I came in, but what I did do was come in with the touchdown spike on the middle of the dance floor and then did a bit of a CeeDee Lamb sort of... jig as I made my way through.
I love this.
And made my way to the table. So I am a little bit flat that I didn't get to do the grip.
I thought you were going to say a bit sore from the touchdown spike.
No, it was
hammy.
Good fun though.
Very good.
On the dance floor.
I remember at my wedding, you were part of the bridal party for that.
Very slow entrance. It wasn't quite the same.
It was, yep.
Formal.
Well, any more criticisms of my wedding?
No.
we're at it.
We had fairly upbeat music to the entrance where you had very much an orchestra.
Yes. Well, this is what I was going to say because...
symphony going in the background. Not quite gritty material to come into.
You requested Enter Sandman as your song when you came in. So I gave you Enter Sandman, but I gave you the orchestra version of it.
Orchestra symphony version of Enter Sandman.
Oh, very good. By the way, I screwed up my Mazakadza joke before. His name's Hamilton Mazakadza. Yeah. For all those Zimbabwean cricket fans listening, I thought
he
it was
is South African, though.
Is he?
He is.
But he represents Zimbabwe.
No. Hilton, the groom.
Oh, Hilton, right.
Yeah,
it's very confusing.
South African.
Right.
Lovely family. That was a great wedding.
Hope we haven't lost all our Zimbabwean cricket fans.
Long story short, I wanted to do the gritty on the reception entrance and I didn't get to do it.
All right.
So now I'm holding out for the next wedding.
Hawley, we're looking at you, mate.
Yes. We are.
Any updates since Tuesday?
Nah, still nothing since Tuesday.
Just been thinking about the playoff lock all week.
Just been thinking about who do we lock in.
Give me time to practice.
All right, playoff lock in a sec. I'm glad you came in with some light anecdote at the start there because I actually didn't have anything. We're going straight into playoff lock. So that's a great way to start the show, though. Normally you don't provide the light, frivolous anecdote at the start, but I loved your work.
Well, we all have things to work on and improve on, Kurt.
Yeah, you were very good. You're on fire this week.
I told the fellas at the reception that I'd bring it up. So
very good.
Because I was a little bit salty on it all night. And I did pull it out a bit later on the dance floor, but I'm still... A
couple of wines deep.
Maybe
a cider if
you're
feeling naughty.
A couple of G&Ts and three glasses of red deep and we had a crack at it. Did Merrily
come out later? Or?
No. I held nicely. I was in a very jovial
Merrily.
Mood.
Chucker.
I was merry.
It's a cricket heavy podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
Sam, Big Red 20 is going to be loving this pod. He's our resident cricket fan. All right, let's get on to some NFL. Playoff lock. this is a favourite segment of ours and of the fans. I got feedback during the week that Giants, tough. Was it a good one to lock or not? We locked the New York Giants last week. Let me run through it. In the AFC, we've got one locked in each division. With these teams, we have locked for the playoffs. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Titans. In the NFC, it's far more lopsided. In the South, we've locked the Bucks. In the North, we've locked the Vikings, which, that was a weird week. The NFC West, we have nobody locked. The NFC East, we have the Eagles, the Cowboys, and now the Giants.
So we have to lock an NFC West team.
Well, yeah, I don't think we do.
Well, not yet. I'm saying that's what we have to do.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all we've got left.
I thought you meant today.
No, not today.
But it's still no easier because, full disclosure, we're recording this earlier in the week.
If San Fran win tomorrow...
This is before the 49ers and Cardinals game.
San Francisco will win.
Well...
And they'll go 6-4 and they own the tiebreaker over Seattle, so they'll make the playoffs.
Do we get gutsy and do that and assume that they win tomorrow? Or do we just hold one more week and look at two teams, which... Well, in fact, one team. I was going to consider the Chargers until they lost today. The Bengals. Where do we sit on the Bengals?
So we've got AFC East, who've just got the Bills.
Correct.
I thought we'd locked Miami in, I must
admit. No, so we haven't... Oh, that's the other one. Yes, we haven't locked Miami. They're 7-3. We haven't locked the Patriots. We haven't locked the Jets. So no others in the AFC East. We haven't locked the Bengals. They're 6-4. The Dolphins are 7-3. Are we more confident in the Dolphins than we are in the Bengals, gents?
I'm not sure.
As we have dead air on the podcast.
Radio, fellas. Got to keep talking.
Whilst we sit here mulling the through the standings.
But it's great hearing you both think, but look, I think the listeners want more.
It just comes down to their record, doesn't it? Because I'd love to do this in a couple of weeks when we know what's happening with the Jets. I think Jets are probably out now, aren't they?
Well, I mean, this game would be much easier if we did it after week 18, but the reason it's hard is because we have to do it now.
So we've...
Keep talking, Curtis, and keep it in the listen.
I'm not confident in the NFC West yet. I'm just not.
Well, I'm confident. I think San Francisco will get it done. I think they'll win that division.
Are you, Hawley? Even before Monday Night Football's played, are you willing to...
Last week that I was pretty keen on San Francisco, but I did want to see them play another week or two. You said, if they'd played today, then I'd be happily make a call on them. But because they play... Sorry, if they played on... Yeah, when does this come out? Yeah,
Time warp. We'll cut this last
one.
15 seconds ago.
I don't even know what to say.
Let's lock in. I'm proposing San Francisco purely based on their divisional record. They're 3-0, and their conference record. They're 4-2. And
we can
with
make
the remaining games that they've got. I like what I'm seeing.
And we can probably make a call on the AFC East next week. If the Pats lose to... Who did we say they were playing?
Minnesota.
If the Pats lose to the Vikings next week, then you can probably say, okay, Dolphins and Bills, one of them will get a wild card spot. And then it comes down... And then you look at the Bengals and think, well, they might get that second wild card spot compared to at the moment. You know, if Patriots win next week, then you think, well, a wild card spot opens up for them. So it's a bit... There's probably three teams that we can lock in for that wild card spot. But obviously there's only two spots.
There's one reason I'm going to go with the Dolphins. And that's because we went against what Doss suggested last week. And we ended up locking the Giants. And then the Giants lost in fairly convincing fashion this week. So I'm happy to back you in, Doss.
Well, you know why I wasn't sold on the Giants? Because currently they've only played one team in their division. And that was Dallas. And they've lost that. So they're 0-1. So they still have to play Philly twice. And they've got to play Dallas again.
But I think the reason we
locked
them in...
And they've got to play Washington two more
times. The reason we locked them in, I suppose Washington could catch them, but they're...
Washington
They're well ahead. They're three games clear of the Lions. They're two games clear of the Bucks and Falcons. 49ers and I think Seahawks could catch them, and obviously 49ers can, but they're well ahead of anyone in the North or the South that could catch them for a wild card spot. So well, it really comes down to between Seahawks, Niners, or very locked Giants, but comes down to those three for possibly that last spot.
Niners or Dolphins, what's your vote?
I'm going San Francisco.
Hawley?
I'd like to go San Francisco.
49ers are locked. Big questions, gents. We have two questions. Is there sort of an ethereal drone in the background? Can anyone hear that?
It's music.
Yeah.
Probably from, might be from Henley Square. That Ooh. Far. Traveling.
You'll be heading out there after the pod?
Gonna after work, the show? Gonna work, mate.
That's right.
Oh, wait, it's Thursday. Still working.
I thought you'd be heading down for a beer and some hot chips down at Henley Square, mate.
We still haven't grasped this whole Monday record for Tuesday, Thursday show dynamic, have we? Tough. Do you think the listeners have caught on yet?
Not yet.
All right.
Quag wouldn't have.
The two big questions. Are the Giants in trouble? And are the Vikings the real deal? Now, we just spoke about in our playoff lock how we locked the Giants last week, much to Doss's chagrin. Why don't we start with you then, Doss? You're not convinced the Giants are that good a team. In fact, you think they might be in a little bit of trouble for the rest of the year?
I think so. And I think it was exposed purely, we've been saying week on week, as long as Daniel Jones doesn't have to throw the ball too much and they can rely on Barkley and even Jones to an extent with their run game, Breeder's another one, that they'll probably, they can get by enough. Now, I'm looking at their schedule. They've still got to play Philly twice.
Wait, Jones only had four incompletions today.
He also threw two picks.
Still only four incompletions.
Yeah, but it's two interceptions.
It was Barkley that the run game letting down today.
Well, Monday.
Haven't grasped it, have we?
when the Giants' run game failed, Chris, my point was they have to rely on Daniel Jones passing the ball, a bit like they have to rely on
picks. Probably won't
the
even
Jets
fault,
have
mate.
To rely on Zach Wilson.
No, he's
to pass
top five QB.
So that's why, Curtis, I'm not sold on the Giants. They'll probably sneak into the playoffs because the NFC is not all that strong, particularly through the after you go past probably the top two or three teams. It drops away a fair bit. But, yeah, I'm not sold on them and Daniel Jones and them making a big playoff run with Daniel Jones as their quarterback.
I agree with you there. I mean, obviously they've made a lot of improvement, but one concern for me, which I tend to think they are in trouble with, Doss, is their draw coming up. Cowboys next in Dallas. Then they've got the Commanders, who are feisty all of a sudden, divisional rival. They've got the Eagles after that. Then the Commanders again. Weird how they do that. Then the Vikings, who are anyone on their day. Then the Colts, who probably it's probably a win, but they're not as bad as they were. And then they finish with the Eagles again. So in the next seven games.
So the only
they
that,
have
you,
the,
you
they have the Eagles.
Say there's one gimme in that.
Yep, they have the Eagles twice, the Commanders twice, the Vikings, the Cowboys, and the Colts. That is a rough end of the year.
Monday's game against Detroit could have cost them their season.
Yep, they shouldn't have lost
that. They're 7-3, right?
Now they are. Yeah.
So they should have been 8-2, and then you can afford to drop a couple, and you'll probably still make the playoffs.
Which was your theory last week,
I think,
if I recall, when you were locking them in.
I think it was probably everyone's theory in...
Not mine.
In America, NFL. I think we all said, like, Detroit, horrible defense, Saquon playing really well, James will do what he needs to do, but Detroit just showed up, which I don't think many people expected.
And is it a huge concern that on the one day that Barkley gets shut down, they have a problematic day offensively and they didn't really have anywhere else to go. Like you said, Doss, when it was Jones's time to shine, holy, I'll throw this to you because obviously you made the claim that he'll one day be a top five QB. Seriously though, do you think he's playing well enough to put them on his shoulders when things start to go awry?
No, he does. Or not at the moment, no. And who's he throwing it to is the other thing as well.
Kenny Golladay, the worst free agency signing in history.
Like, he doesn't have a... Maybe if Devontae Adams ended up there, you know, obviously you have to pay him. But maybe if he had a big tight end like a Kelsey or a couple of good, decent receivers, then maybe it helps him out a little bit. At the moment, he just doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a superstar to throw to either. So he probably does look up and think, I've got the tightest window, I've got nothing. Can I even throw it there? I can't. So then, but he has to make something up. And no quarterback's good enough to do that. If a quarterback doesn't have anything to throw, like look at Rodgers. He's struggling to find things to throw to at the moment. And Rodgers is a Hall of Famer.
And Jones, I mean, his wide receiver core on the weekend was Wandale Robinson, who had his first 100-yard game, but he's still an unproven rookie. Then Darius Slayton, Richie James, Isaiah Hodgins, Kenny Golladay, who's been terrible. And then other than that, they got a rookie tight end as well, and Daniel Bellinger, who's been okay, but is no Kelsey. Mm. So I think they are in a little bit of trouble, gents, and that's probably our, other than the Bucks, which looked very shaky a few weeks ago, that's our lock that's in most trouble. Why don't we pivot to a lock that's not in trouble at all, but questions still remain after being pounded 40-3 by the Cowboys on the weekend, and that is the Minnesota Vikings DOS. The question on Kirk Cousins for many years has been his ability to perform in on the big stage, in the biggest moment, in playoffs, in prime time. His record's not good. They came up against a fierce opponent. I think we can say the Dallas Cowboys are a contender for the Super Bowl now. If not a favorite, but certainly a contender. And the Vikings got utterly exposed. So are they the real deal? Who are the real Vikings? We all thought that they were the real deal after going 8-1 and defeating the Bills last week. But after this game, we just don't know. What does it all mean?
Well, did they defeat the Bills or did the Bills really defeat, sort of defeat themselves? Let's be honest. Buffalo really should have won that game. However, they didn't. So we look at it and we look 8-1. Now, Dallas were actually favoured to win this game on the road.
2 points.
So it wasn't as though, and which is interesting coming, you know, considering they lost to Green Bay the week before on the road. Cousins was sacked 7 times.
I know. I was going to say
that you know, his QBR of 14, well, basically 14.9, completed less than 50% of his passes. They didn't really have a run game going. Dalvin Cook had a little bit there, but no receipt. Unless it seems to me Justin Jefferson has to have 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, and
freakish catches.
And some freakish catches for them. And, you know, did that mask probably their performance last week against Buffalo? I think it probably did. You know, there have been games where they've trailed a lot this year in the fourth quarter, and they've come back and won either through other teams' mistakes or their defense has been able to cause, you know, some turnovers. It's shaky. They'll win the division because there's nothing else happening in the NFC North at the moment. But I could see them as a team that easily gets bounced out first week of the playoffs.
It's easy to say this in hindsight, but I'm assuming you and a lot of other people are with me. Even after last week's win, I still wasn't all in on the Vikings, right? You still had this little bit of hesitation. And that's probably shown by the fact they weren't favourites.
Vikings are 8-1, but how and why? But they're just the Vikings. They shouldn't be 8-1. Like they're an 8-1 team that you think, oh, well, it's just the Vikings.
Is it just circumstance that they got there and they're really, truly a 6-3 team?
I mean, they still have to win games. Now, the one loss that they had was against Philly, where they put up 7 points. So they lost
so they can get shut down against a good team.
The good teams can shut them down. They beat the Lions. They beat Green Bay in week one. That we know they smashed them there. They beat the Saints, where the Saints missed that field goal in London. They beat the Bears only by a touchdown. They beat Miami without Tua by 8 points.
Seven games.
You know, they beat Kyler Murray by 8 points. They beat the Commanders by a field goal, and they beat the Bills, as we said last week. So all these wins are like one possession.
Seven out of their 8 wins are one possession wins.
And they're two losses against who you would say, if you want to call them contenders, Dallas and Philly. They've been smashed.
Mm.
And Kirk Cousins has not played well in either of those games, nor has Justin Jefferson.
It is a worry. It is a worry. No touchdown. I mean, 40-3 is a pasty, isn't it? And it makes me think back to those social media videos of Kirk Cousins with his top off and the chains. And it's all great and funny and hilarious and viral when you're winning.
Yep.
But then when you go out and get smashed, it just makes you all look a bit silly.
At home, and you put up, 3 points?
When you're winning, that's fun and funny. When you're losing, it's just needless arrogance and makes everyone look a bit, you know. Interesting times in Minnesota. I mean,
they're probably going to finish with a pretty good record. I mean, they got the Patriots, Hawley, like you said, who are, you know, that's probably a game that they, and that's at home again. They should win it, but. They've got a very good defense, New England.
Two good defenses coming up now, Pats and Jets. If Vikings can score just a little, Pats and Jets might not be able to keep up, but they just came up against a really good defense in the Cowboys, and like you said, 3 points at home. If Patriots and Jets can emulate anything like that, then it will be a tough couple of weeks for them.
There's a few big games, and they finished with the Bears. They got
biggest
game in week 18,
and they got the Lions again in that last sort of set of 5 games. So the only one that's out of their conference is the Colts. So they're going to probably finish with 11 or so wins, Kurt, and win their division. But I think They are not a genuine
contender. I was going to say, one word answer, real deal, yes or no?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, I don't think so. All right, gents, I'm going to press this button and see what song comes out. No song, apparently. All right, have I got another...
Audio.
Do you want me to sing?
Yeah, you can sing, go for it. What other song have we got here?
You can sing a bit of Enrique.
Oh, it works.
The corner's bad.
Like this one?
I do like it.
Yeah. Now, Kurt's Corner is a little remodeled. Because the last time we did this, it didn't make it to air. The atmosphere was flat that night. I blame the audience for my jokes not landing. But that was a bit of a quick fire setup, the old one. This is a little bit more laid back, just keeping the same song because I like it. Two things I really want to talk to you guys about, and I gave you a little bit of forewarning, and that is Instagram check. Dos, what are we at? Pull up the numbers for us right now while I do this intro.
All right, yeah.
Because I think we're nearing a very, very big milestone, and perhaps a week or two away from it, if I'm not mistaken.
What is the statistical number that you're after? Our followers? We're at
followers.
965.
965, and we're aiming for the big 1,000. Hawley, you had an idea a couple of weeks ago.
I did. You guys shut me down real quick.
And importantly, they're all people.
They're all real.
They're all real. They're not.
No bots
we
here.
No bots. We haven't paid for any sort of fake followers or.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Shots fired at rival Instagram pages.
Instagram accounts with blue ticks.
All genuine Dust people.
You just want a blue tick. Firstly, at what stage can we ask for a blue tick?
Well,
I think we need to. I don't really like the blue tick thing. I think you need to be big.
Are we talking Insta tick or Twitter tick? Because you can pay for the Twitter one now. So.
Oh, can you? Yeah. Well, how do you get the how do you get an Insta one?
Minimum 965 followers, I think. I'm not sure. Dos, do you know the?
No, I don't know the criteria.
Okay, this is a business meeting, by the way. That we're discussing proper business. Well, Hawley, why don't you run us through, if you want to, your old idea for what we would do with 1,000 followers. Let's see what the people think.
Listeners will want it. I wanted to make an Outback quarterback NFL jersey with 1,000 on the back, and then we'll have a little raffle, a contest on Instagram.
Big number on the
and
back.
Whoever
agreed.
Quietly. It'll work. It'll
maybe
make it
maybe
work.
Maybe 1K.
1K on the back. And whoever wins the raffle or the draw or whatever you want to call it, the competition, they get the Outback quarterback jersey for 1,000 Instagram followers.
I don't mind it, but do you know one flaw I see immediately? The listeners don't care anywhere near as much about the 1,000 as
we do.
Yeah,
but they want the jersey.
Yeah, but they don't want it to say 1,000 on the back. Like, rip that off.
I don't think. Well, ask them.
So do you get a jersey of your favourite?
No, you get the Outback quarterback jersey, which we'll have to make one. I'm sure you can find a website somewhere that you have to pay a little extra.
That'd cost us $300.
Well, I haven't looked yet.
That's half our capital.
Wait, we've been telling everyone we're worth thousands, Kurt. What are you doing?
Thousands of followers is what I
wasn't in the
not
DNA
even,
for
not
this
even
year.
Thousands of followers.
Well, okay.
Look, if we could afford it, it was fine, then I'd love to do it because people would imagine, we could do it for 1,000 and then 5,000, then 10, then 20. You know, you have just set amounts where, we have to get the 10,000. Doss is looking at me like, mate, are you an idiot?
we have to go viral.
But if you eventually did hit some milestones, then that'd be pretty cool.
Have you got a different idea? Did you come with a new one or are you sticking with that?
I didn't come up with a different idea.
Okay, well, so let's go the other end of the scale. I'm toning it right down. I think it's just a post saying thanks for 1,000 and that's it. Dos, I'm assuming you're somewhere in the middle.
What if we never reach another milestone? And we didn't even celebrate.
Well, then we've failed ourselves and our families.
Our families.
Dos, what have you got for us?
I thought it was part of the 1K giveaway.
It's officially a giveaway now, apparently.
It's a giveaway. It just rhymes. It sounds good.
College.
Dos will iron your shirts for a week. Trust me, they're well ironed.
Starch. No. We engage with the fans. Now we did the stubby. We did the stubby club giveaway, I can't remember what that was for, but we did.
What was the name of the fella that won that?
I can't remember his name. It's good
Peter
guy.
Johnson.
No, anyway,
Peter Kane.
Peter Kane.
Peter Kane 75.
Yeah. So, but for the 1,000, we take it up a notch. and it could be...
Put a jersey with the number 2000 on the back?
Well, whether it, I don't mind the your favourite, you know, your favourite team's jersey, and then you get your player on the back, or a helmet option.
But that means nothing. That's got nothing to do with us. No one will ever know that that's from the Outback quarterback.
That's true.
It needs to be
your idea
Outback
is
quarterback. Yeah, I know it is. I told you.
How about we give away 1,000 mugs?
I was so excited to tell you boys. It took me a day and a half to get it through to you because I got busy at work and then I went out the next night and I just never got around to it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I got a message with the boys back.
I do like
and then you're just like, nah, we're not doing it.
Sorry, man.
I like
they're not all winners. Well, sorry.
But how do we determine who the winner is?
Well, sorry, you're going to go down the helmet route, and the helmets cost about $1,200 a pop. So I mean, jeez.
So we go on the jersey.
I don't think we do a giveaway at all.
Okay.
To be honest, listeners, write in. What do you want from us for us achieving a goal? We put in the work here. I mean, they, I guess, put in 0.1% of the work by following us and being one of the thousand. So
$80, $98
for what?
You can get a Michigan Wolverines custom Jordan brand jersey. We just need to find a team.
What is Wolverines?
A team, Michigan Wolverine. We just need to find a team that are our colours. What are our colours?
Brown,
green,
bottle green, black and white.
Green, black and white,
and brown. Don't forget the brown.
I'll keep searching.
All right, we'll put that one on ice for the moment. We've still got a couple of weeks till we reach 1,000. Any ideas? What do you want from us when we reach 1,000 followers, everybody? The other thing I wanted to ask you, fellas, was what's your favourite sport outside of the NFL? And are you confident enough in your knowledge to do a podcast on it? Do you think you could hold your own, Doss? What are you into?
Oh, quite a few different sports, Curtis. Mm-hmm. Obviously the ice hockey is a big one for me that I enjoy. The NBA, basketball. So don't talk to me about baseball. I know very little unless it comes to the World Series, in which case I have a.
I know Keith Hernandez.
enough to engage with a fan. So they're probably two sports that I'm fairly well across.
Holly, what are you into?
I mean, obviously AFL.
Footy, yeah.
Played it all my life, so I'd be confident enough to have a podcast about that.
Just about your career, Chronicles of Holly?
Yeah, we could go game by game, year by year. I did get sent.
Well, at least 200 episodes.
201 episodes. Throw in everything else. I did get sent a list of every game I've played with all my stats in every game.
Wow, that's cool.
199 of the games because it was leading up to.
Should we read all them out next week?
Okay, if you want.
Game one.
There's some pretty
17
bad.
Kicks.
No. 3 handballs.
Oh, really? On debut.
3. Oh, that's back in the day, off topic, where you didn't really get on the field.
Yeah.
Like, it was back in the day when rotations didn't matter. You're on the bench because you're the first year player. You'll get on when you get on.
Anyway,
AFL, I mean, cricket. Summer of cricket's pretty exciting. Oh, yeah. Big Bash was really exciting at the start of the Big Bash, and then now they've just done it to death.
Yes. And doubled the games and lost the magic.
To be honest, I used to get so excited for it last year. Yep. I just couldn't wait for it to be over, and I couldn't even tell you when it starts.
So true.
I don't know when it starts this year.
It was brilliant when there were just 7 games each in a year, 3 or 4 at your home ground. You go to almost every one as a local
supporter.
And
you had proper international marquee players playing.
The exciting part for me now is that maybe it's during the Christmas holidays, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday night, maybe you go out, even during the week because it's public holidays, and you're like, oh, we'll go to the pub, we'll have dinner, we'll watch. There'll be some cricket on to watch that. But come the middle of January, you're back at work. I couldn't give 2 hoots about.
But you like cricket. You can
I love cricket. Absolutely love cricket. AFL, Australian sports. Yeah, golf. Big golfer. But in terms of a podcast, yeah, probably AFL would be.
Go all right, mate. Tell us your handicap.
What, 6? What, 5.5? Yeah, 6. At Kionga. Pretty good course. Look it up.
Well, what I'm hearing, and this, I didn't know what your answers would be, quite honestly. I'll have motorsport covered. And,
all right. Yeah. We get a general
I've
podcast.
Also got soccer covered. We've covered pretty much every sport between us. We could absolutely just do the Outback Sporty Back podcast. General sport
the
show.
Outback athletes.
Hour a week. Every sport, every major sport. Quit our full-time jobs. What do you reckon? Business expansion. Rapid expansion.
Means I don't have to work tonight. And I mean,
yeah, call it off. I'll quit. Call the train station job.
Diversifying.
Doss, what do you reckon? One day, pipe dream. Reckon we can do an hour magazine show? You know how the European news stations do like the magazine, the FIFA magazine or the ESPN or Eurosports News magazine? We can do the Outback Quarterback magazine.
Do you think we could make a one-off magazine?
An actual magazine, a physical magazine.
A physical magazine.
What would be in it other than photos of you at the beach?
We could put the full calendar in there. We could do Doss's ironing tutorial.
You know, I walked back. You get a free little packet of starch with it stuck onto the front cover. I walked past a lady selling fireman calendars the other day, and I just thought of you, Hawley, going, yeah, we actually could do a calendar. Like, seriously suggesting
we could.
Do
that. There's no reason why we can't.
Well, sorry, this long-winded point was to say this is a business meeting, and I'm just trying to scout you guys out for interest in expanding the business. So maybe in a couple of years' time, we do this general sports show when we're live on YouTube, when we're behind a paywall, exorbitant fees.
Behind a paywall.
$29.99 a month. You get the extra all sports show. So start saving now, people, because we're going to slug you in future. We're going to close out the week. Well, we were going to close out the week with something that Doss asked about on Tuesday. Pat from Paynham's written in again.
Hmm. Oh, good.
Well,
this should be good.
Yeah.
I can't remember what his last one was.
Well, he wrote in last week, right, about your arrogance, your perceived arrogance, Hawley. And now he's written in again. And
what?
I think I'm going to ignore it, to be honest. I think I'm going to put it aside because Pat, like...
Is he going too hard now?
He's going...
The joke's over?
Yeah, he's getting a bit carried away. Mm. It's like, you know, your kids made you laugh. You laughed at one thing that your kid did and now they think that's funny every time and they do it 5, 6, 7 times in a night. It's like, Pat, you're... The magic of your formula on the show, it works when you come in every 4, 5, 6 weeks. When we forget about Pat, that's when Pat's at his best because he comes stinging back into the mind of Hawley, right?
Correct.
And that's just when you least suspect it. Just when you least suspect that he gets you. So a message for you, I guess, Pat. As good as your email was, 2 in 2 weeks, man.
Give it a rest, mate.
He's a keno. He's too keen, so it's not going to happen. Doss, what have you got on this weekend, mate? You traveled last week. You're in a wedding. You did wanted to do the gritty. Any more salacious dance moves this week?
No salacious dance moves this week. I think we've got a couple of things
fellas.
On.
Sorry, Doss.
No, you're right.
Custom jersey.
Custom jersey. Any name on the back? Zero,
any name,
zero.
Any color. It's pretty cheap. It says 1 to 11, so
don't
I assume you can
that.
Just... I mean, they're expensive. Wow. $400 or $500 is a good prize that we're giving away, boys. Hopefully Pat doesn't win it.
All right, maybe we can do that. Get us a quote and we'll figure it out.
Have a look at it.
Doss, sorry, weekend plans?
Weekend plans. Well, we've got Thanksgiving football, Curtis.
We do.
3 games on. So this will keep Friday leading into the weekend nicely.
Yeah, give us list those 3
games.
Well,
we've got the early game, the 4 a.m. Game for those of us in Central Standard Australian time. Ooh. Bills-Lions. So obviously Buffalo, who played in Detroit last weekend because of the snow. That was going on there, so they don't have to travel. So they got Detroit. Then we got the Giants Cowboys, big divisional rivalry game. That's a tough
huge
one for your Giants over there, Chris. Mm, and then, of course, following into another big game, Vikings Patriots. So a couple
pretty
of
excited.
Three.
What time is that on in South Australia?
11:50.
Well, the first one is 4 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock, and then midday.
Perfect.
And
so you'll see the second half of the midday game, Hawley.
happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and then we just prepare. So we'll see what the listeners come up with because I might have to be preparing a run sheet for over the weekend for next week's
show. Actually, this will be a good one for me to prepare a run sheet.
Less games
on the Monday. I've got more time to prep for it.
All right. I almost sneezed. I caught it. Nothing less satisfying than a sneeze gone AWOL.
You know what they say a sneeze is like?
1/16th of a certain pleasurable action.
Correct. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. 1/16th, that's the ratio, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
How'd they figure that out in the lab? what were we talking about?
Pat. No, we weren't.
No, Pat, Thanksgiving games.
Weekend's
and
done.
Oh, the poll on Instagram. Yes, we're going to put that up on Friday. Please remind me, Doss, you're good at that stuff. Who gets the run sheet?
Build it up over the week.
Well, this is...
Only last 24
hours. This is
hours.
The Thursday show. So, okay. Yeah. Put it up on Friday.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Put it up tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, wow. Even I'm confused now. At some point this week, we'll put up a poll on Instagram asking the question, who should have the run sheet for next week's shows, Doss, Hawley, or Kurt? And
It's with much trepidation I await the answers. So please vote with your hearts.
I'm a little bit
actually
excited.
No, don't vote with your hearts. Do not vote. Vote with your heads,
jump,
people.
Jump onto your personal Instagram and lodge a vote.
I've got two Instagrams. I've got mine and a work one.
I'm gonna race to the Outback Cubit. We all have access to that account. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna race to that first and smash the Kurt button. All right. Have a great weekend, gentlemen. We'll see you on Monday night, DOS.
Can't wait.
I'll see you on Monday night, Hawley, likely with your run sheet.
Oh, this is going to be a good episode, boys.
Bye, guys.
See you all.
See you, fellas.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears season's going to end on a double doink.
Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
It's like if you've been working on it for like 4 days and that's all you get and the going gets tough, if it's that tough, just quit.
As he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Hey, you better make more with your time. You only got 3 more minutes.